Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Yesterday, we started with this Chasam Sefer, the Chasam Sefer in Beshalach. Chasam Sefer said that the two Nisyonos, Klal Yisrael were tested with two Nisyonos before Yetzias Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw 80% of Klal Yisrael weren't going to withstand that Nisyon. Therefore, that 80% died in Makkos Choshech. Mutav Yomo Zakai Va'al Tamus Chayv, better that they should not be tested and fail, than the better than they be tested, they'd be tested and fail. And the Chasam Sofer said that's Mod Chashuv to know what these two tests are, because they're going to repeat themselves before Mashiach comes, and you don't want to be from the 80%. So the first test we saw yesterday was the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them in Makkos Choshech, where he told them to go into the Mitzri's houses to look and see where all the wealth is, but not to touch anything, not to take anything. When we said, we saw the depth of that Nisoyin, it was their money. The revenge, the desire for revenge, etc., was a very, very big Nisoyin. And that's the first Nisoyin. We'll see what it has to do with us later. But first, we want to look at the, we said yesterday we would look today at the second Nisoyin. That's on the Kuf Mem Ches, Kemach. Hanisoyin Esheri Trechesh B'Leila Seida, the first Leila Seida in history. B'Leil Shimurim, his story is there. He said, Devukosom Shal B'nai Yisrael B'Kodosh Bochu B'Siya. The Dveikos to HaKodosh Bochu, the appreciation, the simcha, you can just imagine, was at its peak. Hem yashvu chaburas chaburas v'ochli es korban pesach kilchosoi. They sat in their chaburas, in their groups, and they ate the korban pesach. Ayu eilu rega hayichud sheben Yisrael akut shebrichu. Unbelievable moment, and we can't begin to imagine. We know what our Leila Seder feels like. We have a faint echo at Leila Seder of the kedusha, the beauty, the oneness, the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Leil Shimurim. Now kicks in at that moment the second test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze sheyichud yeh mirotzon mibechir chofshit hanoivat milibo shel kol yehudi. Hashem wanted this moment, this unbelievable moment of yichud between him and Klal Yisrael, to flow out of bechira, out of each yid's choice and his own mind and his own decision. Not because it was just wow, there was miracles and skavaldik and we're riding on a wave. No, he wanted Klal Yisrael to stop and to build this yichud on their own. Person sees miracles and he gets very excited and he becomes very elevated and very close to Hashem, and then 3 days later it's done, it's finished. Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to make a bechiria for this yichud. Hashem rotze she'advaikus shel Yisrael b'boirem lo tiyeh b'bechinas kofa lehem ha'kegigis. U'lechen Hashem isbaruch tzivei es b'nei Yisrael. So Kosh Baruch gave them a tzivei. It sounds pretty straightforward. You've heard this a million times, but we'll see. It's all kokach pashut. Ish al yetzim ipesach beisa ad boike. No one's allowed to go out of your house till tomorrow morning. Simple. Bidud. You know, a few hours of bidud. Lo kokach, you know. There are people today that do it for 14 days, you know. Al yetzim ipesach beisa arbaas ye yamim, you know. Or 10 days with two tests. You choose. Yeah, but that was, what was the problem? We're sitting at home eating the Korban Pesach, having a nice time. Hashem said, don't get out till tomorrow morning. What's behind this? Azu shasa yichud ben Yisrael avim shebashamayim. Va'aleichim liyais bebateichim im HaKadosh Baruch Hu bli lityaches lenasim yichutz the Pesach beischom. You have to be alone at home with Hashem, in this chede yichud with Hashem, without paying any attention to what's going on outside. And we'll see there was a lot going on outside. Why? Because going outside is going to interfere with the yichud that you have. We spoke about this before. The need for exclusivity in your relationship with Hashem. If you're already going outside, you're looking at this, what's going on, blah, 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 parababajama, ben salayla, you know, all the things that are happening out there. And so then the yichud of the Hashem is going to be broken. As a yechli, it's not a kaim tzivu as a tlanishol kud makaim, this mitzvah. It's a tzivu, so there's a yetzara that comes with it. Okay. So it doesn't sound like the most awesome kind of a test, you know. Just stay home for one night and have a nice time with Hashem. This was the night of Makkas Bechayres. B'kol Mitzrayim ha'yisa b'hola. I see tzaka g'dayla b'kol eretz Mitzrayim ha'she k'mo lo n'yesa u'k'mo lo seifsif. There was never a night like this and there will be another night like that. The screams, the b'hola, the confusion, the total destruction, the chuban of Mitzrayim was happening. Think what it must have been like. Hayochni bnei Yisrael nimno miletzet bePesach beisam gadei levarim ma'im ha'itrukshiyot hamseiris halalu. The Klal Yisrael just stay at home and not go outside and try and see, well, what's going on outside. They didn't know what we know today. We know what was going on. So it's easy. Tell me, yeah, it's not such a big nisoyin. Lo kol kach kashe. Yes, and the mitzvah are dying, and they were there. Lo kashu alai. I'm singing. I'm celebrating. Yeah, that's because we know what was going on. They didn't know what was going on outside. Maybe I want to go out and see. Word starts coming through. The Mitzrim are dying. It's the Makkas Bechayres. Yeah, I want to go out and see. I want to go see Mustafa, who used to make me stand with a candle on my head the whole night after a whole day's work in the field. And I want to go see. I want to see him suffering a little bit after what he did to me. Yitochen shamahuma tigroim gamlem lepached. Could be if you're sitting at home and you hear all the screams and shouts, you can also get scared. Then the answer to that, but you've marked it. Wanted to know what's going on. Is it Kashua lying? Maybe something's happening to us. Maybe Paro's taking back the control. Who knows what's going on there? Lemi or Matai, Makore Bachutz. What's going on? I want to know. Ulam Ramot Kolzo Aleim Lashir is Delet Besam Zgura. Hashem says, yeah, that's lovely, but you have to keep your door closed. You're not allowed to know what's going on out. You're not allowed to look outside. You're not allowed to look outside. Ain Yaitseva Ain Bo. No one's going out. No one's coming in. Ain Efshirut Levare. You have no way of knowing. CNN's down. There's no CNN. Yeah, the lines are down. You're stuck at home, not knowing what's going on. You're not allowed to go outside, and you have no way of getting any information. What's going on right next to my house? B'toch rechovam, in the street. They were living there over 200 years. And something big's going down, and that's it. That's fine. You just stay in the cheder yichud with me. Hashem says, don't worry about what's going on outside. It's none of your business. That's some nisoyin, Rabbi Yisrael. That's some major nisoyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu boichen kalyos v'leiv yoyde she-shmoinim achuz me'am lo yoichlu lamad b'nisoyin. And Hashem knows that 80% of Klal Yisrael is not going to withstand this nisoyin. Wow. 80% not going to be able to do this. Just down for a few hours with Hashem. Enjoy yourself. Have a great time. Don't worry about anything. And don't be kiches to what's going on outside. And what's going on outside is major. It's not like there's something going on outside and you know whatever. No, there's something major going down, okay, and you don't know what it is. And Hashem says, it's none of your business. Don't worry about it. 80% are not going to be able to do that. They wouldn't be able to stand it. They would go outside. Kedei ladat, ma shalom shcheinim, what's with the neighbors? To go see the destruction of the enemies. That's why they never made it to Leila Seder. They died in Makkas Choshech. Nishmosam nitle b'Makkas Choshech k'day shehem yemoyisu zakayim v'lo yemusu chayvim im yesh mashu bo'in shemafril et dveikusam b'kosh bochu hem einu roim ligoyel. If there's something that gets in the way of your relationship with Hashem, there's something interfering with the relationship with you and Hashem, I'm not very well. They're not fitting to be redeemed. Fine. So those are the two nishayinas. It doesn't seem to have too much to do with us. Mama Kushua to me this. and no one's taking into the underground chambers of the of Saudi Arabia and telling me, look at all the welfare and don't touch it. You know, no one's doing that for me. Yeah. And I know what's going on outside, so my nafkamina, you know. No one told me to go lock myself in my room and not listen to anything. So what's this got to do with me? Kishmarana chasam sefer zatzal yoshu v'leila seidim mishpochte v'talmidov gumaz bi'aleim et shnei nisoyne sololu. Chasam sefer leila seidim, when he was sitting with his family and his talmidim, God lador, God ladoyres, and he would explain these two nisoynes. Then he would carry on and say like this. Bekol Rechoyves Pressburg, Yeladim v'nechadim, Shomo Haitiv Mashen Yoyim Elechem. Listen very carefully to what I'm telling you now. Some of you even may be descendants of the Chasam Sofer, I don't know. There are a few of them running around this place. Grandchildren of the Chasam Sofer. So he's telling his children and his grandchildren, that's us, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you now. These two tests that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, our fathers. These are going to be the two nisoynes before Mashiach comes. Wow. The Kodesh Baruch Hu nase otan. I'm begging you, please pay attention. Don't be among those that weren't merited to go out of Mitzrayim. Or in this case, that aren't going to be merited to be part of the redemption. Because they couldn't withstand these tests. I'm begging you, please be amongst the 20% that did withstand the Nisoyin and were amongst those that went out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so it's very nice. But this chapter is called, if I remember correctly, if you just find where the beginning of this chapter is, Ikvus de Mashiach. And we have to see what this has to do with us. It's a beautiful piece of Torah from the Chasam Sofer. The Valdika Vort. You can take this home. You can say it over at your Pesach Seder. You can say it on Friday night. You can impress your friends and your neighbors with your erudition. Aval Lamaisa, what's it got to do with me? The Chasam Sofer was talking to his family and telling them, guys, I'm telling you now, be very careful. Because this Nisoyin's coming and you better make sure that you pass it. So Brazil Zatzel says he thinks that this is happening now. Amnam Boifen Shone, different, slightly different. But in essence, in the Shoresh of the Nisoyin, it's the same Nisoyin. Kiyom Ha'ilam Agadol Vadai, Achadashot Shelo Megim LePesach Beseinu. We live in a big wide world, but everything that's going on in the big wide world comes into my house. I know exactly what's going on everywhere. He was talking 30 years ago. Let's update the information here a little bit, okay? Just sort of upgrade our software here a little bit. Every different group of Yiddishkeit's got its own newspapers. Haredi newspapers, for sure. Eternal Taras HaKodesh, for sure, there's no Lashon Hora there, there's no Pritzes, a mamash, pure holy newspapers. We know what's going on in every part of the world, certainly in our country. If you get the American edition of the Hamodia, you get the South Korea version of the Hamodia, you know what's going on wherever you live. Everybody's got there, everyone knows what's going on, okay? Okay, so forget about newspapers, okay? So we walk around with a machine in our pocket that's connected to the entire world. Okay, and not just when you look at it, but it sends you messages every 3 minutes telling you something's happened, something changed, you know, you're reshumed to all the news in the world, 24/7. The pursuit of mammon, the pursuit of pleasure, the pursuit of power today is everywhere, unbridled. הפיתויים לשקוע בכל אלו מוכנים על פסח בייסה של כל יהודי. The advertisements in the so-called Haredi newspapers, that's all they're doing. They're mamash taking you out of the world of what it means to be an Eved Hashem and to go after all the havalim of the Olam. All the Gashmias, all the whole world. The whole world is available at the push of a button. You're connected to the whole world. You can buy whatever you want, wherever you want, however you want. You're going to make a lot of money today doing things which the Torah doesn't really approve of. What are some 12-year-old in Bnei Brak know about Trump and Biden? I promise you, more than most people living in Colorado. Why? What does he need to know about it for? I'll tell you how far we are from reality. Unfortunately, we also have all the disgustingness and the despicableness of the world is also on that machine. And I'll tell you even worse than that. All the blogs and the sheker and the what people can say and do whatever, which is kulu sheker, and we believe it. That they out there doing what they're doing, that's their business. But I believe it. Every time Rav Chaim Kanievsky moves his nose or says something or whatever, the whole world knows what he said, but that's not what he said. They think they know what he said. And they live their lives based on that. And it's kulu sheker. It's kulu sheker. Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal told me 30 years ago, he said, it's going to come a time soon where you're not going to be able to even speak. Because as the words come out of your mouth, they'll be twisted into sheker. He said the Gedolim are not going to be able to say anything because as the words come out of their mouth, they'll already twist them into sheker. He said, not going to be able to talk if you want to speak truth. The Briskerov was once asked why he didn't make a comment about a certain event that was going or whatever. He said, I'll tell you very simply. We know that there's a thing called Yesh Mi'ayin and Yesh Mi'yesh. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu who creates Yesh Mi'ayin. He can take something from nothing and make something out of it. Humans can't do that. Humans can take something that exists and they can make something out of that. If I don't speak, it's Yesh Mi'ayin. No one can make anything out of what I didn't say. But the minute I say something, everybody's going to twist it and take what they want from it and make a ganze thing out of it. And what will get out in the end is nothing that I said. Because what I said is not going to be true. Because what I said, they're not going to let me say what I want to say. They're going to twist it and turn it around. In those days, it wasn't so bad because who was going to find out about it? You know, by the time the telegrams and the letters got. But today, somebody apparently went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he told him something and he recorded it and they wouldn't let him take the record out. People were outraged. How can he do that? How can he? Blah, blah, blah. Hello? What time did you wake up this morning? He said something they didn't want the whole world to know about because the minute the world hears what he says, then you'll see the posters plucked all over the world and everyone's going to say, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said this, he said that, he said that, he said 1 and 1 is 3, he said 2 and 2 is 12. No, it's a chibka, you're mad. We've lost the plot completely, Raboisa, completely. When did Klal Yisrael ever go to Gedol Yisrael and line up to speak to them and ask them shalas? You had a shali, went to your Rav. Let him sit and learn. What are you bugging him for? If he, why do you respect him? Because he's sitting and learning. If your Rav needs to go ask him a shala, let him go ask him the shala. Because he knows how to ask a question to understand the answer. I don't know how to make up a question. I don't know how to ask a proper Torah question. I won't understand the answer. Now the whole world can go in and ask questions and they think they understood what he said. You don't understand. You can't even learn a Rashi in Chumash and you think you know what Rav Chaim meant. And that's not the problem. It's a law baya. Gavaldi, go to him. See what a human being is supposed to look like. Get a brocha, for sure. The problem is people take it and they spread it all over the internet, what he didn't say. And then people say, yeah, but that's what he did say. And everybody that's got half a pea-brained opinion that's not based on anything, okay, can go on the internet and have credibility. That's not any sign. Go home, switch off your computer, live quietly, tom into your Hashem alakecho. That's not any sign today. That's some major nisoyin. Okay. About what?
About this.
I'm just telling you what I really think. Huh?
You're good.
What do I think? That's not what I think, is what I'm feeling right now. Just now I'm very angry because of what happened. Whatever, anyway.
What happened?
Posters all over Yerushalayim. The Eidah Haredah says it's also to have a chisun. But the Eidah Haredah told everybody to go mechasen.
It's a video of Ruchayim.
No, not Ruchayim's going to answer with Eidah Haredah.
No, I know, but he's
sad. Get it. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about there's posters all over Yerushalayim saying that the Eidah Haredah says you shouldn't mechasen, you shouldn't have a chisun. The Sheker Gomo. Sheker Gomo. Sheker Gomo. Sheker Gomo. Sheker Gomo. There wasn't a word of truth in any of it, but people have no problem going and taking and printing and publishing and spreading absolute sheker. And not only that, there's a bizoyin of Torah here. Where's the bizoyin of Gedolei Torah? You're quoting Gedolei Olam. You're quoting Gedolei Olam and sheker. You have no fear for your life. Anyway. In America, somebody had the chutzpah to go online and spread all over the internet a sheker about Reb Shmuel. You've lost the plot completely. Somebody published that Reb Shmuel said it's also to have a chisun. Reb Shmuel wrote in his handwriting, his own handwriting, he says, a sheker gomo. I never said anything. I never said a word. No one asked me and I never said. But somebody went and wrote, Shmuel said it's also. I mean, I don't know what to do with it. From Yidden. It's not some guy who wrote that. What interest he's got? This is a so-called Frum Jew.
Why is that guy called Frum?
No, I'm talking about... Well, no, you're right. I'm talking about... it's the same as a guy who smokes on Shabbos, but he wears tefillin and he's Frum. Correct. No, I'm just saying he's whatever. Let's call him Shema Torah Mitzvahs, whatever. I didn't mean that he's in... You're right. Why is he from? You're right. Why does a guy smoke on Shabbos from? Because he's from. He just smokes on Shabbos. I'm saying, you know, that's what I meant. Sorry. Okay. I'm talking. It's not a chiloni. All of them should look a shul lo ilam atayr. It's not somebody who's no shaykh is still a matayr. This is somebody who knows who Reb Shmuel is, and he can lie in public like that. I have no idea. I don't know what to do with that. I need law. I don't know how you live like that. I don't know. Anyway. I don't have a solution for this problem, and that's the problem. Anyway, the bottom line is we're ma'od mechubah to the world. You can't say that I'm in the cheder yichud with Hashem. Ma'od rare moments when you can say that. That's number one. Yehudi shechayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can just ignore what I just said now. It's just that's me. That is not anyway. Yehudi shechayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'munat tmima lo koy chevetzim yadi oisel esachay lazeh. He lives with Hashem, he lives with Torah, he lives with mitzvahs, he lives with halacha, he lives with hadrocha, he lives with das Torah. He's not living with koichaveitzim yodi, oisel yesachay lazeh. Mitnatek mea politika v'chadoshot. He's completely detached from politics and the news. Kol anasa v'mitrachesh po'ilam einu manyeno. It doesn't manyen him, ze lo manyeno to klum. Now, when you read this, you're shocked. You're like, oh, are you mad? What are you talking about? How can you live like that? You know how geschmack the politics is? Well, Yeshlo is kumim choshuvim yoteh. He's got much more important things to do. There's diamonds and gold lying around there that he needs to pick up. He hasn't got time for shtiot. Letzareinu ma'atim heima oindi b'nisoin. Very few people withstand the nisoin. I don't. I'll be quite honest with you. I don't understand the nisoin. Ma'od manyeno to what's going on in politics. I've got an excuse because I studied politics and I was a major in politics and I was a lawyer and da 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 da. So I've got an excuse, you know, because I need to know what's going on. Because, you know, no. For sure, it's a shtiyot, Hachadashot hamud kenes mit noises. Come on, I'm not saying don't listen to the news. Listen to the news twice a day. Listen in the morning, listen in the evening. But why every 15 minutes? Why do you have to watch all the pop-ups? Why do you have to? Because we get mitragel to it. It's a hergel, that's all. It's a hergel. Beitonim atar zakeidesh adover gerim liyudim yireim liitanyen behem ledon veledoish behem. We speak, we think, we analyze. Bo, who's better? Who? Uletareinim usugolim haim af la'ayif mabat beinyonim eilu beem tzitfila. The taste of Beisa Midrash b'sha'a salimud. The Knesset meetings that take place in the Bat HaMidrashim, in the Kodalim, in the Yeshivas, everybody's got his opinion, everyone thinks, and everybody knows. הייחוד בין הקודש ברוך הוא לעם ישראל מופרע בשל הסקרנות הזה. Sacranut is a very good thing. To have inquisitiveness and to be curious is a wonderful midah, but for the right things. There's a wonderful midah, but the Yetzirah takes it and uses it to take you away from Hashem instead of making you curious about Hashem. Dveikusa b'Hashem einu mushlemes. Dveikus b'Hashem is einu mushlam because there's all this other stuff which has nothing to do with us interfering with us. I mentioned it here before when Rav Elashev Zatzal, when Uri Lopiansky was running to be the mayor of Yerushalayim, so Rav Elashev was ma'od involved in that campaign. Ma'od involved in that campaign. Blondiansky was the only person then probably that could come to Rav Elashev any time of the day, and he was allowed into the house. When Rav Elashev gave an hour to the rest of Klal Yisrael every day, he was there whenever he wanted. And anyway, so came the big day, and there was the elections or whatever, and the next morning when Rav Elashev woke up at 3 o'clock, whatever, to start learning whatever, his grandson tried to tell him what the results of the election were, and he wasn't interested. He didn't care. What do you mean? Your guy that you spent 3 months and you put him there and you put Mazak Rishua life. I had any status to do that. I felt that was the right thing to do. I made my status. What happens afterwards? Look, that's how Baal B'Tochen goes to an election. He goes to an election, he puts his petek in the box, and he's not interested in what happens after that. He did what he had to do. Now what happens is kashur to him. This one won, he won there, the coalition, the there, the dos, the he said this, who will be with him? What will be this? But worse than that is when you're busy with that, you're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the one nisoyin that the Chasam Sofer speaks about that's going to happen, and we see it's happening, mamash, it's rough, it's everywhere. You try and lock yourself in. Imagine it. Can you imagine if the internet lines went down in the world today just for one day? I'm not talking about aeroplanes falling out the sky. I'm just talking personal, private. Person wouldn't have access to internet for 24 hours. Do you know what would happen to most of us? I'm including myself. Huh? We do every Shabbos. Okay. Baruch Hashem. And that's massive. Don't underestimate that. That's very good, Baruch. Yeah. You can take that and maybe make 2 days like that. You're right. Very good. Excellent. That's
and
very
you know
good.
And somehow it's okay. Perfectly easy.
So I'll tell you, when I used to smoke, so I was a heavy smoker. Shabbos was never a problem for me. Because you can't smoke on Shabbos. Because you can't smoke, so you don't smoke. Shalosh shudas, you start getting a little bit unpleasant. That's why men have shalosh shudas in the shul. This is safer than being home. But because you know that you can't smoke on Shabbos, you don't smoke on Shabbos. And Yom Kippur, you can't eat. You don't sit there chalishing for a burger because you can't. It comes in Shabbos. But the problem is, I'll tell you now, what you just said is ma'od choshuv, and people need to know that if you're not mitracheshing and looking and thinking about that stuff on Shabbos, that's big. That's an unbelievable achievement. But you must know there's a lot of people out there today who are machal Shabbos with their phones. 2 years ago, I was in America, I was given frightening statistics about the five towns, about the kids in the five towns with their phones. It's not so posh. They can't. They cannot. They're honest. They can't affect on their phones on Shabbos. The addiction. Real addiction. Yeah. Anyway, but that's not the point. The point here is what the Chasam Sofer was saying is there's going to be a nisoyin before Mashiach comes that's going to take us away from Hashem and away from Hashem and away from Hashem. And our job is to fight back and be more connected to Hashem and less connected to Ma Mitrachesh. And for that, you need seichel. You can't get involved in emotions. You have to sit and analyze and ask yourself, what difference does it make if I know what's going on in Outer Mongolia? If I know what the price of rice in India is, and even closer to home, what difference does that make if I know if it's this one or it's that one or it's this coalition or inner coalition or that coalition? Then no one's asking your opinion. No one's phoning and asking you what you think. And even if they did, they wouldn't do what you say. The whole world. And we live in a world today that's more chaotic. Should there be a Sega? Shouldn't there be a Sega? Yeah, Sega, Ne Sega, Bo Sega. You know how many hours were discussed in the Sega? But no one's asking me my opinion. No one cares what I think. So why am I spending time thinking about it and talking about it and analyzing and having an opinion? I would have done it different. I would have done it. Your answer, do it different. So go become the prime minister. And then they'll listen to me. Then they don't listen to what you want. So just ask your seichel, what am I doing here? And slowly start carving out a little bit more time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bottom line here. He was very big on this with Tauba. Very big. take 40 days, no news, just for 40 days. Afterwards, you can go back and drown again in the news. Just take out 40 days, no news. He said, you'll be a different human being completely. I did it a couple of times in my dim. It's unbelievable. But then you get back into it again, you know. Then you know. But just do it for 40 days. Just take on 40 days, no news. What you need to know, you'll find out, I promise you. Especially if you're in a Beis Midrash. A Beis Midrash, the Eitz Hara, there's more news flying around a Beis Midrash than anywhere else. I will take it off, 40 days. No newspapers, no news. They're lo pashut today. In those days, not reading the newspaper was easy. Today, not looking at your phone every 3 minutes is another nisoin. Anyway, have a good day. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll meet back tomorrow to discuss the other nisoin.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. I don't know about this one today going on the website, but